Right. I hear a lot of people talk about them. That's why I was wanting to try one. But there's plenty of good antennas out there. So I have to do a little research on that, see what else is out there. I like the, like I said, I like the Larson NMO270s, but I am ready to try something different just for giggles. I've had good luck with diamonds in the past. Like I had one that had several loads in it, so I, God knows what it was, you know. If Professor Don was out here, he'd say, oh yeah, that's a, you know, 7/8 over blah blah, you know, or something like that. I don't know. It was probably something like that. Gain, two bands. And I used to run that on one of those UHF mounts, like you say, on one of my cars. But I haven't done anything like that in a long time. Kind of an NMO fanboy. So I'm going to look that up. I'm going to figure this out. See if we can come up with a good antenna. We can buy, we can both get them.
There you go. Yeah, it was actually the Motorola that I was looking at was... it was, I want to say it was an all-band. It was UHF, VHF, 7-800, and it was like $50. That's without the mount, but just the antenna. So I thought that was pretty fair. So I'm going to look around and see what else I can find and, you know, test it out with, I have some mag-mount antennas or mag-mount bases right now that are BNC for the antenna connection, so I might just give that a try just to see if it's a proof of theory, and then see what I can figure out for something better after that.